Eh? A little bit up.
Should be fine. Okay. So we've been going through the theme of, what are you laughing at? What happened? All right, I got 3 thumbs up. That's good. All right, it's not about me today. It's about you, all right? Have you embraced your identity in Christ? Have you believed and received and lived out your destiny in Christ? That's the question when we're asking, you're made in the image of God. All right? So that's not the person you look in the mirror in the morning. It's the person in your spirit. In your spirit that comes out through your soul, through your heart, through your mind, and then through your action and attitude. So we're going to touch on what new creation is. And the word new, so Greek have 2 meaning of new. One is qualitative. The other one is chronological. I didn't say it right, but you got it. Chronological, all right? So edition one. So I got a mobile phone, you know. They're coming up with, you know, so mine is Pixel 5, Google Pixel 5. But now I think they have Google Pixel 10 or something. All right, so those are chronological. Same, but a bit newer. But the qualitative new is, wow, completely different. So most of you looking around are young, but if I look on that side, remember the phone on the line? Remember that? When the thing goes, anyway, you can watch the movie, Hollywood. There was such a thing, landline. All right, when the phone ran, everyone ran to the phone. So through the years, there was different set. So that's chronological. But when the mobile phone came, that's completely different. Can you see? It's a qualitative. So when we are new creation, it's not the same old, same old. Completely different, completely new is a heavenly DNA. So we're going to talk about that. And some of you have been here long enough to know we did testimony. Part of testimony is like, hey, what God doing in your life? And it's subjective. But today we're going to get 2 other people sort of saying experientially what they look at the scripture and what they think. So don't be too harsh on them, all right? They're not expert. They're not PhD in theology. They're just like, yeah, I've been walking with God. I've been reading my scripture. So can we have the first slide, please? All right, just a reminder. Awesome Pastor Maria brought the, if you haven't heard, Pastor Maria is pretty good. So that's her first message of image of God. And she's saying part of the image is not just, again, a mirror thing, is a doing thing. One of it is knowing God effectively from your heart. Not just cognitive, not something you learn in Bible college. It's you walking with God. It's like, oh, God is like that. And in knowing God, you reflect who God is. You radiate the essence of God. And being holy, that's a big thing. I don't know how to do that. That's why I just have to be with God, because He's a holy God. And because He's holy, He already made me holy. I just need to believe and walk in it. And then the third one, which is righteousness, right relationship with God and relationship with each other. When you get that right, everything on earth appears to be much better. And then the next one, Simon, next one. Yeah, so that was only last week. So how many believe you are a child of the Most High God? All right, there's few hands down, Maria. We need to work on them. That's all right. But after this service, we'll get you born again. All right? That's what happened when you're born again. You're not born of the flesh. You're born of the Spirit of God. All right? So this prophecy, this promises has been in the Old Testament that we are children of God. That's the promises. Okay, what thing to be clear? Not all human beings are children of God. Because it's God's will that He doesn't want the world to perish. But it's our free will to choose whether we want to align with God or not. Okay? So in love, God the Father predestined, big word. What it means is God already knew and decided that those who want to accept God will be children of God. And so the free will of God is open to anyone. Different colors, different classes, you know, some of the song was saying different tongues and tribes, including Chinese. I'm so glad. To be adopted as His son through Jesus Christ. Again, it's through Jesus Christ, Romans 8:16. The Spirit Himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children. Before that, 8:14 actually say, those who are led by the Spirit, as they mature, they walk, they are the one that manifests that they are the children of God. So I'm going to welcome Nikki and John. Next scripture, please. All right. Please have a seat. Grab a mic. Okay. Steve was jokingly like, I'm going to heckle Nikki. And all the Chinese friends like, no, don't do that. So no heckling, Steve. All right. You got Mono, Bianca, and Jake behind you. So, all right, no heckling. This is John Hudson, my friend from a Uniting Church, and he has a badge to say that. I actually have a similar badge, but yeah, I better put on my badge. And Nikki, everybody knows Nikki. She's. Why don't you to share, not about Christian life, all right? Not about Christian life. What have you all qualified training before? Like, what uni did you go to? And what did you study? Sorry, but university. Okay, I threw you off. Okay, Nikki, you go. What have you studied before and what have you worked before? I did press a button.
Right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, that's fine. Initially I studied to be an aircraft engineer, which I did for 20 years. And then we immigrated and I decided I was going to look after my kids rather than work in a new country. And then I just finished my degree in ministry.
Wow. Okay, John.
I studied to be an accountant. I became a chartered accountant. I then did some further studies in systems and processes, and I spent much of a lifetime trying to improve the systems and processes of businesses, organizations, things like that. And somewhere in there, I also spent 10 years with Keith Chessel at the church, where we basically did nothing except Bible teaching. So I got a lot of Bible teaching, and it's been a foundation to my life. But I'm certainly no expert. I don't desire to be. We've got theologians around, but it's helped me to live my life.
Awesome. One more question, all right? Then we'll get into the meaty part, all right? Okay. How long have you been walking with Christ as a born-again Christian?
Probably just over 40 years.
40 years.
Maybe 44.
40 years. Look around. Not many 40 years old here. What about you?
47. I I'm older than I like to think I look anyway. But I was certainly not raised as a Christian. I came to the Lord in my 20s. So.
Okay. That's good. All right, we're going to start. So let me preface. Father God, even though we kind of try to be relational, informal, but there's a deep truth in just relating with each other, relating with the Word. So I just pray now that that our hearts are open to hear the truth. The truth, you want us to know the truth, because in the truth, Jesus, you say, it will set us free to be and do the things the Father designed. So that's our heart desire, Lord, as we just unpack a bit of the scripture, but to hear your heart today for each of us, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Nikki, why don't you read, and then, can you see?
Yep.
Okay.
It says, for the Lord, I can hardly read that, actually. I'll do it on my phone.
You can hardly read it.
It's too small.
All right, John, you read it. Okay, then we'll go to the next scripture. All right.
Its heading is, I am a new creation in Christ. For the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, so that they who might live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
All right, just pause for a while. We're going to tackle the two therefore, all right? But I know enough in English, if you have therefore, then there's something that happens before. Then you kind of like, therefore, all right? So it's very important to say, for the love of Christ controls us, compels us. It's basically, it's such a force that it is working in us, have concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. All right? This is the truth about Christianity, that all will die. Whereas Hindu, Buddhism, kind of like, no, there's a cycle of life, we keep going. Well, Christianity, no, you only have one go. You will die. Then the next question is, what's going to happen after you die? So that's why Christianity is very important, that Jesus rose from the dead. And then Jesus died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves. That's us. Do you realize once you are born again, you do not live for yourself? You got a higher purpose, the image of God, the identity of a child of God. So, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf, that's talking about Christ again, all right? So then now we're going to tackle the two therefore. Next slide, please. All right, is that too small again?
For me, it is.
Oh, okay.
I can just about read it.
All right, okay. It basically, John can read it. You don't have glasses, do you have? Okay, cool. You read it again then.
Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
All right. Nikki, your turn. You don't have to read that now. What do you think?
Yeah. When I was reading those two verses, I wanted to look at what did Paul mean by new creation, and then he said the old has passed away and the new has come. So for me, when I think about Paul, I think of like he was very educated in Old Testament theology, but he had a dramatic experience and encounter with mm-hmm. Jesus. So then he had this new way of thinking. And if we look at earlier on in that chapter as well, he also tells us that this is achieved through the Holy Spirit.
Beautiful. John, anything to add?
No, I see us as having four aspects. We have a physical aspect, our bodies. We have an emotional aspect, our feelings. We have an intellectual aspect, which enables us to do maths and languages and so on. And then we have a spiritual aspect, which is different again. And the spiritual aspect does deal with things like truth and love and loyalty and faith, which are not feelings and they're not intellect. They're something else. And I think what he's saying is, yes, we've seen Christ in his worldly stuff as flesh and body and etc. But it's the spirit. We now see with spiritual eyes, we now see Christ risen, and we have that in ourselves. We've moved into that ourselves. And that was, I remember when I first became a Christian, this was a whole revelation to me, which is basically what you were saying, I think.
So that's the first part, just pointing out, you know, so then the question is for us is, when we see someone, what do we see? What do we see? Is there something else we need to wonder, what are we seeing? So in this is what John and Nikki saying, through the Spirit, you should consider the spiritual aspect that what you see physically is temporal. There's something else behind. And because of something else behind, we need to see the meaning. And the meaning is a lot of time, God see them very, very special. Do we see our neighbors special? You know, do we see them in a way that God like, you know what? I died for that person. You know, that person that you don't like, I actually died for that person too. So that's something we're trying to draw out. No, you didn't comment on the second part. Maybe you can comment on the second part. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature or new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. So if you break it down first, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature.
You want me to?
Yeah, if you want to go.
Yeah, well, depends what translation. Some says new creation. And it kind of makes me think about when God created man, he created them perfect. And this is a process when we accept Christ into our life that we walk through this journey and process until Christ returns before we become perfect again.
Okay.
Because just after that, it talks about us being reconciled to God.
Oh, you're jumping ahead. That's my next slide. Good on you. All right, John, anything?
I certainly went through a new creation. It's like Jesus saying, you need to be born again. You need to be born in the Spirit. And he's saying this to a rabbi of some
Nicodemus
experience. Yeah. I was fully adult and qualified when I came to the Lord, and yet I became a new creation. And like Adam walking in the garden with God, totally naked, you know, and God saying, look at this flower I created, and Adam saying, wow, look at those colors, this is great, Lord. I went through that, and it was just like that. I had a whole new birth, and I started to see the world in totally different ways. And
wow.
Yeah, and I'm happy to say I haven't lost that.
Beautiful.
God is new every day, and that's wonderful.
No, you haven't lost that. Just for the young people, how old are you?
Sorry.
Not that. Sorry. Okay. So you became Christian early 20s. You used the word, I was qualified, but then I still have to be born again. What were you qualified in?
I was qualified as a chartered accountant by that stage.
Okay.
And I was in the business world, appeared fully adult.
So in the world, you already got it set, ready to go, but then you became a baby again. Wow.
That's good.
All right. Last something that you want to, like, you know, pearl of wisdom that you want to pass on.
I don't know about wisdom, but anyway.
Money.
For me, when I was kind of looking at that whole chapter, the big thing is that to be in that new creation, we need to be walking with the Holy Spirit.
Okay. It's all spiritual, as John was unpacking. So that's what new, isn't it? The Spirit, because, yeah. I don't look too different. I'm actually getting older, but my spirit getting stronger. John, last...
Amen to that. One of the things I've learned to do over the years is God keeps revealing me to myself. I start to see more clearly who I am, who He made me to be, and the path He wants me to walk. And it's a very different thing.
Wow, that's very good, because I think our world are struggling to define who are we, you know, where do I come from, what's my purpose. But you just touched on a good point that God, that's what new creation is, isn't it? We're becoming more and more what God designed us to be. We kind of realize our purpose, you know. Wow. Can I just have a look at the next slide, see what's going on there? All right, that's good. Okay, we'll get our worship team, and then we'll do more talk. Thank you, guys. That was good. So we have more, but we'll go to worship now, and then the communion. Yeah, two songs. Yep, two songs. I am, after communion.
Okay. Sure.